Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SJVN Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q2 FY23 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. NL Sharma, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. AK Singh, Director of Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. NL Sharma for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening to all investors and analysts present over there. The brief of quarter two results, and along with the half-yearly results of SJVN, we are here. Before I come to the actual numbers of Q2 and H1, there are few major achievements which I would like to share with all of you. First is on the capacity addition front. SJVN has started commissioning of Prashant 75 MW solar project in Uttar Pradesh. The commissioning started in the last week of October, and so far we have synchronized about 31 MW of solar capacity out of 75 MW. In a couple of weeks, we will complete the commissioning of total 75 MW of Prashant solar project. Second achievement, only yesterday we bagged another floating solar project in Omkareshwar Reservoir. That is 83 MW solar project, floating solar project. Now we have already also bagged 90 MW capacity earlier also, and which we are awarding in a couple of weeks right from now. We will be having 173 MW floating solar projects in Omkareshwar Reservoir. On the generation front, this quarter two is termed as monsoon quarter. On the generation side, the figures are quite encouraging. Most of the generation, about 40% of most of generation happens during the month of monsoon, being the majorly a hydro company. At the same time, the construction activities during the monsoon months is slightly hampered. We then make up this loss in the coming months. Generation, we have already achieved like more than 7,000 milliunits of generation out of 8,700 designed capacity for the entire year till quarter two. On generation side, there are two significant achievements. Highest ever generation by all the projects of SJVN, hydro, solar and wind. In the month of September, SJVN has achieved highest ever, that is 1,339 milliunits from its projects in the month of September. In the month of September in the previous years, in any year, this generation was not recorded, but this year this is the highest ever generation recorded so far. Both the projects, Nathpa Jhakri and Rampur, recorded the highest generation too. On the other front, we are going to add one more hydro project shortly. The forest clearance stage two for the Sunni Hydroelectric Project, 382 MW, 2,614 crore rupees investment. The forest clearance stage two has already been granted now. Now we are waiting for approval of the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs for the investment approval. The L1 bidder, the contractor has already been identified through competitive bidding, And as and when the investment approval is achieved, we will award the project shortly, and this project will also start the phase of construction. Then there is another significant achievement in the sector of hydro, the projects we are doing abroad. In Nepal, there is 669 megawatt Lower Arun project, and its DPR has been technically, techno-economically approved and vetted, conquered by the Central Electricity Authority. So this is a record, in record 11 months, of any hydro project, this DPR has been cleared by CA, and we are now moving for the investment approval, and as and when the investment approval is achieved, I think it will take another 3 to 4 months. We will start construction of another hydro project in Nepal. Prashan, I have already shared with you. Then Ragan Seda solar project, 100 megawatts in solar park in Gujarat. We have already awarded the project construction to the contractor. Tata Power Solar System is the contractor, and the construction has started now. Then similarly, on Gurra and Guzrai solar power projects, total, this is about 125 megawatt projects both. So construction has already been started, both have been awarded. Then the power purchase agreement for the Omkareshwar project, which we are going to start construction, was signed between SJVN and this power, MP Power Management Company Limited. This, the tariff is 3 rupees 26 paisa, so PP has been signed with them. Then we also bagged, SJV also bagged 200 megawatt solar power project on built, own and operate basis through e-reverse auction in Maharashtra. This, the tariff is 2 rupees 90 paisa. Then MOU has already been signed with the GUVN, Gujarat Urja Vitran Nigam Limited, for 260 megawatt projects in Gujarat. Then MOU has been signed with an entity of Assam for developing 1000 megawatt floating solar power projects in Gujarat. MOU has been signed in the presence of the Honorable Chief Minister on 17th of October. Then we have SJVN also bagged 105 megawatt solar power projects in Maharashtra also at a tariff of 3 rupees 93 paisa. So SJVN is aggressively marching ahead in the capacity addition front as well as in the operation front. Another news which I would like to share with you that hydro project, Natwar Mori 60 megawatt hydro project will be commissioned during this financial year in month of February, March 23. So capacity addition of about 60 megawatt. Similarly, we are also going ahead with the construction of Bagodara solar power project in Gujarat. Then coming to the number of quarter two and H1 of FY23. Quarter one, this as I have already shared, the generation from all the projects is quite high, out of 8,700 million units design energy. The achievement in this quarter is 4,327 million units against 4,404 million units last year. So there is slight little decline in the generation. But you know that we have already achieved that maximum. So there is a slight decrease. This decrease is because of reduction in the water discharge in the river, as well as less wind blows flowing in the wind projects. So there is slight 1.7% decrease in the generation, but overall generation during the half year, if you take into account the quarter one and quarter two, there is an increase of 223 million units against 6,840 million units during the last half year. This year generation is 7,062 million units. That is around 3.2% higher than the last year. So in this quarter, except the profit after tax, there is increase, but in other parameters, there is a slight or marginal decrease or decline. The generation, you know that generation, there is 76 million units reduction in generation, that is about 1.7%. So consequently, there is reduction in the revenue from operations. Revenue from operations registered an achievement of 880.74 crore rupees against 883 crore rupees. So there is a decrease of around 3 crore rupees in the revenue from operation, and the total income also decreased by about 5.73 crore rupees. This year in the quarter 2, the total income is 921.26 against 926.99 crore rupees last year. So there is marginal decrease. Similarly, the expenses registered some increase. So this increase in expenses, there is 79 crore rupees increase. 386.43 crore rupees expenses during the quarter against 307.23 crore rupees last year. The increase is because of the major portion of the interest and financial cost. So PBT, there is a decline of 84 crore rupees. PBT is 534.83 against 619.76 crore rupees. But in profit after tax, net profit, there is an increase of about 11% in the quarter. Last year, the PAT was 406 crore rupees, and this year, this quarter, 451 crore rupees. So there is net increase of 45 crore rupees, that is 11% over the last year. Earning per share is 1.15 against 1.03 rupees. Net worth has also increased by about 621 crore rupees. So far as the half year figures are concerned, half year figures, revenue from operations increased by 22%. 1886 against 1547 crore rupees. There is increase of 22%. Similarly, total income also increased by 22%. Total income in the half year is 1991 against 1629 crore rupees, so increase of 360 crore rupees. Profit before tax, PBT, registered 13% increase up to this half year, September. The profit before tax were 1185 against 1045 crore rupees. Profit after tax registered 42% increase against last year's half yearly profit of 746. This year half yearly profit, net profit, profit after tax is 1058 crore rupees, increase of 312 crore rupees. And I would also like to share that this half yearly profit is again more than the last year's total profit of 977 crore rupees. So there is an increase in the half year against even full year profit also. Generation data I have already shared. I would also like to share that the plant availability factor, which we take pride that this is one of the highest in the industry. This is again more than 109%. Plant can be operated at a overload of 10% only. So we have achieved this plant availability factor of 109.62 in case of Nathpa Jhakri and 109.5 in case of Rampur project. So this is about the numbers and figures of quarter and a half yearly from SEVL side, from management side. Now, we are open to the questions of investors and analysts. You are welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aniruddha Arundekar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is regarding debt. Can you tell me what is the incremental cost of borrowing for our company in FY23? And second part of is it, since the exchange rate is increased for Indian rupees and dollar, so what portion of our borrowings are in foreign currency, and how does that impact as a company?
Regarding the portion of external borrowings from the total borrowing, I would like to share that in case of Rampur project, this is World Bank funded project, the total borrowings now which stands at the total borrowing is 1602 crore rupees. Out of 1602 crore rupees, 1535 crore rupees are in terms of dollars, and only 66 crore rupees are in terms of the local domestic borrowing. Then we have also taken this external commercial borrowing to the extent of about 2200 crore rupees in terms of dollar. So total borrowing as on this date, how much? 5,295 crore rupees. So 1600 what Rampur, 1535 what Rampur, and by so what 3700 to 3800 crore rupees borrowing from at the in dollar. There is what 1400 crore rupees domestic borrowing.
Okay, but does that significantly increase our finance cost during this financial year or half of this financial year?
Yes, yes, because this dollar rate has increased from 78 rupees to 82 rupees during this period. So there has been increase in the financial cost.
Okay, just what was the answer for our earlier question? Our incremental cost of borrowing for this half year?
Finance cost has increased by 100 crore rupees. Out of this 80 crore is FERV. Okay.
So just one another question. Till FY24, can you tell me an approximately figure? How much capacity addition is there going to be there, and how many projects will be commissioned until FY24?
During my initial brief, I have shared this 75 megawatt Prashna solar project will be added, then 60 megawatt Nadwar Mori project will be added, hydro project, then 70 megawatt Bagodra solar power project. So total comes to about 205 megawatt projects during this
2023. Yes. Okay. FY 2023. Yes. And what about Buxar thermal power? Is it going to be commissioned before 24?
It will be commissioned last year, FY 24.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, is there an FX impact this quarter? And if, what is the amount?
Net is the impact. What is your question?
Foreign exchange impact this quarter?
Foreign exchange impact. 80 crore. It's 80 crore rupees.
So 80 crores is the impact, or 80 crores is the FERV amount?
FERV amount.
It's FERV amount.
50 crore is recoverable from the beneficiaries against the Rampur project.
Okay.
Out of this 80 crore rupees, 50 crore is recoverable from the beneficiaries, which will be passed through. That is in case of our operational project, Rampur project.
Okay. Okay, so 30 crore is the net impact. Because 50
yes.
crore you would have recognized in the regulatory deferral account.
Yes. Yes.
Got it. And sure, so this was almost similar to the last quarter. 1Q was also about 30 crores impact.
Yeah, yeah, that's
correct. So the second thing is, can you give a total sum of what is your under construction renewable capacity that you have already won, and in terms of megawatt, and what is the total capex that is likely to be incurred in on this capacity, and what could be the potential revenue on this capacity?
280 crore.
Your question is regarding the capacity which we are developing of renewable projects. You want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, sir. Which we have already won in terms of bidding or in terms of final agreement.
I would like to share there are different stages. We won the project through competitive bidding. And the tariff is determined.
Hmm.
But actually the project is allotted and we start construction only when this tariff is vetted or ratified by the concerned regulatory commission, State Electricity Regulatory Commission. So,
so if you can probably, for simplicity, if you can split it between two, that is
yeah.
that you have already, I mean that is in your hand that you have already won. And within that, how much the tariff is approved and for the remaining which is not approved? So probably we can...
Tariff is different for different projects. We have the list of projects.
But total bhi ho jayega, to will
work.
Total about 1400 megawatt.
It is between 40 to 1500. We have just last, only last yesterday we 183 megawatt. Then it is more than 1500, about 50 to 1600 megawatt.
15 to 16. And so what would be the expected revenue on these projects and what would be the total capex that you will have to incur on these projects, including what you have already spent in terms of CWIP?
Revenue, if you think of, talk in terms of revenue, say 1500 megawatt projects, the expected generation, power generation is around... 3500 million units, say tentatively revenue we can take as 2.5, so it is around 875 crore rupees revenue.
Okay.
The revenue will be around 875, say about 900 crore revenue from these projects.
Okay, and so capex will be?
And capex will be for 1500 megawatt, this capex will be around 7500 or say 8000 crores.
So just a small request, you are winning a lot of projects in solar and wind and hybrid. If you can probably on your calls or in your commentary, you can provide the total quantum of solar renewable projects that is under execution, the revenue potential and the capex, that would be very helpful to, you know. Yeah, sure. I'll do that, sir. I'll do that.
Different stages, so we can also or
yeah.
we can share that.
Sure, sir. Thank you. And sir, one last question, the usual question, is on Arun 3. If you can share the what is the HRT stage right now? How much kilometer is done and what is the monthly run rate for the last few months?
Yes. HRT total length is 11.8 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 8.8 kilometers, we have already done the heading 9.54 kilometers. We have already completed.
9.5 heading is done.
Yes. Similarly,
what is the monthly run rate, sir? What are you achieving the last few months, last say 2-3 months?
Last 3 months, say around 300 meters average.
300 meters per day.
We are working on six fronts. We are working on six fronts. So in some fronts the achievement is 60 meter, in some fronts it's for 30 meter or 40 meter. Depends upon the rock we encounter during the course of excavation. So the average monthly achievement is 300 or 300 meters. So,
yes, 300 meters. Okay. Got it, sir. That's all, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the Arun 3. What is the status of PPA? Is there any development in that regard?
Yes, with PPA we are trying from different corners, from the different beneficiaries. We have already approached the states. Now we have signed a MOU with the PTC as well as the Renew Energy. So we are exploring the possibility of having PPAs with these. They will have the back-to-back PPAs with the DISCOM. So we are in the process of signing PPA with these two entities.
So clarification, sir, does that Nepal power plant is covered under HP obligation?
No. Government of India so far, as of now, has not allowed HPO benefit to the projects located abroad.
So what is the construct of the PPA? How are you approaching this under the new PPA, under the state? Is it fixed tariff or is it again CRC-based norms?
The basic guiding model is the CRC model. But we have to see, because with the CRC model, tariff declines with the payment of the debt also, and the decrease in the depreciation quantum also. What we are trying, if PPA is signed at a lump sum rate, there is no reduction or like that. So we are exploring these possibilities so that over a period of 25 years, that because the concession period is 25 years, so we will weigh the economics also on that.
When are you expecting Arun 3 to commission, sir?
Arun 3 next financial year 23-24. By March 24, we will complete that.
So both the power plant Buxar and Arun 3 both will be up and running.
That's most right. Likely. Though Arun 3's commissioning date is February 25, but we are trying to complete it in the next financial year. We are doing our best.
Is it possible to share the incentive number for H1 FY23 and H1 FY22?
Yes, sure. In last year, total incentives 21-22, total incentives were 252.57 crore rupees. And This quarter, total incentives are 73 crore rupees, and last quarter, so far in total incentive, let me check if I have the data. This half year 147 crore rupees incentive so far.
161,
sorry, it was last year. It's 161 crore rupees this year in the half year against 147.97 last year. So the comparison between the two quarters, last year's quarter and this year's quarter.
Yes, sir. The renewable portfolio.
Not quarter but half year.
And on the renewable portfolio, so what is the game plan? Are we trying to, is there any chance that we monetize the asset? Is there some thinking, either substitute form, should try to list or do the invite? Is there something which you've thought of right now? And also the what kind of capacity you are expecting to get commissioned in FY24 and FY25 from renewables?
In renewals, this FY23, the capacity addition will be around 205 megawatt. Yes, hydro is also renewal, but if we exclude hydro, then what 145 megawatt solar and 60 megawatt wind, this hydro. So far as the next year is concerned, our 1000 megawatt project under CPSC scheme that will be commissioned. And 100 megawatt Raghanseda will be completed. 200 megawatt in Bihar.
100
megawatt in Punjab. 100 Gorai and 125 megawatt in UP.
Plus we have 180 gas for solar.
Nkareshwar and this 170 se inko kar lete hain. So total 1700 megawatt solar projects will be commissioned next year. FY20 megawatt. Yes, 1700.
I thought the entire portfolio is 1500 megawatt, isn't it?
Entire portfolio is not 1500.
That is about 3600.
About entire is 3600, but these projects 1500 megawatt projects are under construction. Under construction. So some projects will be put under construction in the next couple of months. So total next year, this about 145 megawatt this year and rest of the about 1700 megawatt projects next year financial year will be completed.
Understood, understood. And balance in FY25, right?
Yes, balance in 25.
Is there anything on the listing or monetization of the assets, sir? Renewable assets? Because most of them will get commissioned in the next 12 to 18 months. Are you thinking of some kind of, you know, monetization platform?
End of the 24 or 25?
Then FY25, we will consider listing because we have separately incorporated a subsidiary for these renewals only, as even green. So when we have quite some portfolio of operational projects, then we will try to list the company.
Mm-hmm. Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Few questions from my side. Firstly, on Arantri, if you could help me understand what is the percentage of tower erection works that have been completed?
Percentage of tower erection in which case?
For Arantri.
Arantri.
The transmission front.
Yes. Arantri tower erection, exact data we can share with you later on. It has been divided into two packages, hilly area packages. There are seven districts involved in Nepal, hilly area and plain area, and most of the towers in plain area, the foundations have been done, about 70 to 80% foundations have been done. But in case of hilly area, the land is yet to be handed over. We are in the process of taking over the land. So the laying of the foundations, foundation laying of the towers is yet to take off in most of the areas. Data we can share if you share the number or put a mail, send a mail.
So with respect to this hilly area, we would get to be award the packages as well. Or have we awarded the tower packages over there?
So as I said that we have divided into two packages. One in the hilly areas, most of the areas in the three districts. It's Sankhuba, Sabha, Bhojpur and one other district. Whereas four districts are in plain areas. So plain areas, the land has been already taken into possession for in many of the locations foundation has been laid and tower erection has also been done or under process. But in hilly areas, the possession of the land is little problem, but our teams are there and they are solving the issue.
Okay, sir. The other question was, I just wanted to, understand a broad level thinking. in terms of you've got upcoming projects in the form of Natwar Mori and then Arun 3, but we've not signed PPAs for them. So how is it that you want to really make use of your hydro assets coming forward? Is there a thought process of running a particular percentage on merchant? If you could just throw some light on that.
Yes, first we will try to have PPAs, long-term or medium-term PPAs. If that is not possible, we are also into the solar projects. We have already started taking some projects at our own in Rajasthan and other states also, Gujarat also, where we will generate the solar power and we will bundle and provide the RTC, round the clock power to the beneficiaries through exchanges or as a merchant plant. So that is under our consideration.
Okay. So Natwar Mori, for example, you mentioned should come up in FY23. And has there been a PPA signed for it?
For which project?
Natwar Mori.
Natwar Mori, not yet. Not yet. We are trying that its power is bundled with some solar power. We are trying to establish some projects in Himachal Pradesh, solar projects or some other projects also. And on the other hand, we are approaching the bulk consumers also who require bulk power industries. We are also approaching these bulk consumers also.
Okay. The other question was, in terms of the Kholomchu project in Bhutan, is there any update on that?
Kholomchu project, this is ready to take off, but at the two government levels, Government of India and Government of Bhutan, Government of Bhutan is not comfortable in the JV mode, joint venture mode. So they have time again requested Government of India to change it from JV mode to IG mode. So there are discussions going on at the Government of India level. So we are just waiting for the outcome, whether if it is to be put under IG mode, then in what way SJVN's participation will be there. If they want to construct it at their own, then naturally we will exit from that. But in that, we have put the condition that then they have to pay back our equity contribution, which we have, SJV has made, along with the reasonable rate of interest. That was our condition.
All right. I just have a couple more. So one is, you won, I think, a recent project with MECDCL for 200 megawatts. I think is at a tariff of 2.9 rupees. If you could help me with what would be the capital cost for this project and the PLF that you are expecting here?
Yes, 200 megawatt, the capital cost will be around 1,000 to 1,100 crore rupees. 1,000 to 1,100 crore rupees. And PLF will be around 26%.
And just to dwell a bit more on this, because since we are giving so much initiatives on the solar front, where 2030 we've got a large capacity that we want to build, are you also looking to develop any in-house expertise in executing of these projects, or would you continue to outsource them from an EPC perspective?
So far as construction is concerned, now no developer constructs it at its own. They award it to even the private contract, private developers, they award it to some other body or some other their own subsidiary or any other arm for the construction. So construction business will be just contracted out, you can say it as outsourced. So we are not, but we are thinking of module manufacturing. So this is just the idea we are in the that thinking thought process. So, but not constructing at our own, by our own staff.
So even now, right now, are you like separately procuring the modules for your upcoming project and handing over the balance of system to others, or is it like an entire package that you hand out to the EPC contractor?
The projects awarded so far, they were in the EPC mode. Supply as well as erection of modules and system all by the EPC contractor. But in the coming time, we are also thinking of separating it, segregating it, procuring modules in a different mode and awarding the balance of supply parts to some other contractor. So if it is economical, we are thinking of going in that direction.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Mitchell from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you again. So you mentioned that the Natvarmuri project is starting next this year itself, but you mentioned that you have yet to sign the PPA. You're looking at probably bundling with solar or approaching bulk customers. So, sir, just trying to understand, because the project is likely to commission very, very soon. So, just trying to understand, the commercial arrangements have yet to be formed. So, what would, in the interim, you would be what, selling it in the merchant market, or how do we think of this?
Yes, we are in the process of having tie-ups with, say, bulk consumers or some other entities. If it is not there, but till that time, we can sell it in the open market, so in the exchange also.
Okay. So, because this project would probably classify, although this is small, relatively small for your overall scheme of things, but this project would also classify under HPO obligation, if I'm not wrong. Can't you look to sell it to some DISCOMs who are looking for, you know, meeting the HPO obligation? Because that will give you, or do you think you will get a better price when you are selling it to a bulk consumer?
Bulk consumer, yes. If we click a good deal with them, so some consumers are there in the steel industry or some in oil industry, so we are eyeing that opportunity also. So, but in the long run, if some PPA is there in the open market, uncertainties are there.
So, have you got some initial interest when you're saying bulk consumer? Have you got some initial interest from any consumer that, you know, gives us some comfort that there is some market available for them to sign?
We are in the process of discussing with them. It will not be, I think, proper to disclose at this stage.
But that means you have got some interest. At least there is some discussion which is happening.
Yes, we have got some.
Some DISCOM also, Andrew.
Okay.
We have got some interest from the DISCOM also. They are asking for the commissioning schedule, etc.
Okay. So, because just trying to understand, if you sell it to a commercial customer, a non-DISCOM, then you'll have to also look into open access. The customer will have to get open access and all those other, these regulatory issues along with the state government. So, is that easy process, or that can be easily handled, or that could be a hurdle when you're looking at this approach?
Open access is easy. I think from regulatory front, there are not so much problems. It is only the question of transmission of power, evacuation of power, taking power. So that capacity, because there is one grid in the country, so if the consumer is in the far west, say that consumer wants to buy the power, if we inject here in the northern grid, so power can be made available to in the western side or the southern side also.
Good. So, final thing, sir. It is fair to assume before the project starts, you will be under some kind of commercial arrangement, either with a state DISCOM or with a commercial customer to sell this power.
Nowadays, it does not happen, though. So, no state government enters into that long-term PPAs. Because in hydro, if you go by the CRC model, the initial tariff is very high. The present day governments or DISCOMs have to bear the high tariff cost, whereas the subsequent or successor governments or authorities, they enjoy the benefit of the lower tariff. So with the coming of solar and wind at the lower rates, most of the consumers, the DISCOMs or the states, are going for one solution for their power problem. Whether you supply it from hydro, from wind or thermal or bundle it, they want around the clock power. So we are also trying to develop that mechanism also, how to bundle it, because we are in hydro, we are in thermal, we are in solar, we are in wind also. So we are working on that business model too.
Got it, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Dhruv ka ek question.
Dhruv, aapka ek question tha ki renewal ka portfolio hamara.
इसके अंदर इंक्लूडिंग अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन इंक्लूडिंग प्रोजेक्ट लाइक यू हैव वन व्हिच आर येट टू बी कंस्ट्रक्टेड वी आई वाज लुकिंग फॉर एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग एवरीथिंग
अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन जो है हमारे कैपेक्स है ना कैपेसिटी एंड कैपेक्स इकट्ठे दे देंगे ना आपको बढ़ा देंगे दे देंगे आपको
श्योर सर ओके थैंक यू
दे देंगे आप इसमें बनाएंगे अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन जी कैपेसिटी कैपेक्स अंडर रिन्यूअल का भी और दूसरे भी सबका बना लेंगे तो एक रेडी अवेलेबल हमारे पास हो जाएगा बाकी के लिए शेयर कर
एंड सर थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अनिकेत मित्तल फ्रॉम एसबीआई म्यूचुअल फंड प्लीज गो अहेड
You just one clarification. So when you talk about these PPAs no longer being long-term in nature or the state government's not willing to sign a long-term PPA. So when you're in discussions with some of these consumers, typically what is the duration of PPA that are being talked about that you're looking to sign now? And secondly, would all of this be now a fixed tariff structure?
Just long-term PPA, initially it was about for 25 years or in some cases 35 years also. But now no DISCOM, even long-term they take it at like 15 years. So we will try to enter into PPA with the bulk consumer at least for 15 years. So rest of the things depend upon how both the sides negotiate with each other and come to the conclusion or come to the final outcome.
Okay. Maybe if you could just elaborate, I mean, so in your view, what is the reason why like some of these states wouldn't want to enter into a 25-year PPA and are probably looking at a lower term of PPA? Just trying to understand based on the discussions that you would have had with them.
For example, say my project, one hydro project comes at this stage. And my tariff, the first year tariff is say around 6 rupees. And say after 10 years, this tariff from 6 years will come down to say 5 rupees. Because debt portion is also quite part of that, depreciation is also excluded under the CRC model. And after say 15 years or 20 years or 18 years, the debt is total debt is paid. The term of debt is in some cases 12 years. And in some new cases is 18 years or 15 years. See, after 15 years, total debt is paid. And the depreciation, majority of the depreciation is also has also happened. So the tariff comes to 4.5 rupees. But the government of the day, the government now, which the state governments are just promising that we will give free power or power at low rate. So they want power at the low rate. They don't want power at, say, 6 rupees. Whereas if this power after 10 years, so they are not thinking after 10 years. They say that after 10 years there will be some other person in power or other party in power. So why to think of the persons or the state or the people after 10 years or the policy maker? So they want, if you are able to supply power say at 4 rupees or 4.5 rupees per unit by whether you bundle it, with solar or some other source. So we need power at cheaper rate. So that is the reason state governments are not interested in buying power, having long-term PPA.
Okay. And so the tariff structure would also be, I mean, the tariff structure that you're discussing would fundamentally now be a fixed tariff structure. It won't be a decreasing tariff structure which you typically have, let's say, in a regulated model.
Yes, fixed tariff, that is also another solution, fixed tariff. But we have to say that if fixed tariff is lower than what the CRC model provides, because initially if we enter into fixed tariff at such a rate, we have to return the this loan also. cash inflow is sufficient to meet the debt repayment also or not. So that things are also to be kept under consideration.
Okay. This one additional question. So going forward, you've got a few projects that are also, let's say, under clearance stages or under survey and investigation stages. Would you be willing to go ahead with these projects if there are no PPAs that are signed? Or would you fundamentally want the PPAs to be signed and then, you know, go ahead with the construction?
In case of this solar, most of the solar projects, PPAs are already there. The mechanism of PPA signing is there. That is the rate that state government or the their entity will purchase the power. But in case of, say, hydro projects, the PPA signing in the beginning has been a difficulty in the past also and is also a difficulty at present also. Because it is not certain that the hydro project will come, in 5 years or 7 years or 10 years. So there is uncertainty. Uncertainty on the power, on the part of DARPA also, say on our part also, we cannot commit formally that the project I start construction today will be completed in 27 or 28. So the tenancy on the power of the developer, similarly tenancy on the part of the consumers or DISCOMs is that in case of hydro projects, PPAs are signed just closer to the completion of the project.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to compare, but typically when I look at, say, one of your competitors, that doesn't seem to be the case. They have mostly the PPA signed. I'm just trying to understand, this is more from a willingness perspective. As in, would you be willing to go ahead with this?
We can have a separate session on your questions also. We are running short of time. I have another meeting also now.
Fair. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Bang from Bryanston Investment. Please go ahead.
Let's say my first question is on capital financing. So some of our new projects that we are looking at are less lucrative from profitability perspective because some of these projects are 80% debt finance versus the normal standard of 70%. So just want to understand your thought process. Do we not push for 30% equity that reduces risk as well and improves scope for PAT? So just want to understand your thought process here.
Yes, 70% equity is beneficial to the developer because the return on equity comes on that. But to keep the tariff reasonable, because ROE fixed for hydro projects or expected from the solar projects is now higher price, whereas the debt available is on the cheaper rate, on the low rate. So if we increase debt from 70 to 80%, the debt portion interest on that IDC or say interest on the borrowing is lesser as compared to the return on equity. So to balance it, to keep the tariff reasonable, so that's why from 70 to 80% debt financing has been opted. But in the cases, in those cases here in hydro also, we are trying to keep equity at 30%. Their tariff is reasonable.
Okay. And sir, what is the scope to earn incentives in the Buxar plant? Like we earn a lot of incentives in two of our hydro plants.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Varun Bang, but may I request you to please rejoin the queue?
Sure.
Thank you.
What is your question regarding your work, sir?
Left the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments. Mr. Rupesh Sankhe, please go ahead.
Yeah, so we thank Mr. Anil Sharma, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call, and we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.